The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, and Me, an advice show of the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Woof, woof, that's me chasing my own tail. I'm old dog Travis McElroy, your middlest brother.
I'm jealous of Travis's thing, because he's been doing it.
Yeah, you ever see those, good, isn't it?
You ever see those videos? Hey, you ever seen one of them videos on Facebook where the people share, like, I took a picture of myself every day for 10 years,
yep.
And I see that, and I'm like, fuck, that looks cool. I wish I could have done that. But then I think, that's too late. I can't
well,
start
the problem
doing that
you guys
now.
You guys lack commitment to really anything, but let alone bits. And that's why if I start doing a bit, even if everybody hates it, I'll just keep doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a good bit. And I'm Griffin McElroy.
You could start doing it now, Griffin. You know, the best time to start doing an intro bit is yesterday, and the second best time is today.
Damn,
wow.
That's good shit. Except we weren't recording yesterday. So then I would have just
weren't?
Been,
then what was I doing?
So do we have an intro?
I thought we'd just check in as bro. Oh, okay.
No, sorry. Mine was more of a faithful, yeah, I bet. You know what I mean?
Oh, all right. Okay, cool.
I have to imagine. Otherwise, why did we start recording?
There's a
you know, that kind of deal.
There's an emptiness.
In your heart?
There's an emptiness
in our heart and in the show.
Speak on that.
Yeah, Griffin, follow that impulse.
Okay, well, when we're doing this show, we rely on the bits to sort of float us through the hour, right?
Yeah.
Right.
For sure.
The bits, it's just the three of us sort of standing in a big white empty room, and it's so bright in here, and it's bright because it's exposing us. We are nude because there's no bits to hide our shame behind, and there's a huge emptiness here now.
I get that, Griffin, but maybe that means that this is where we'll do our best work. I think for too long, the three of us have relied, literally for the entire length of the show, have relied on, bits, Yahoo Answers, questions, having ideas, these kinds of things. We've relied on that too heavily. So what if we just did a whole episode where we didn't make any jokes, we didn't come up with any good ideas, we didn't have any thought starters or anything. We've actually,
as liberating as that sounds, I feel like we've unintentionally tried that a few times in the last few years.
Yeah. And intentionally tried that too, and it didn't go good.
The response hasn't been great.
We did a whole episode about War with Grandpa, didn't we?
Yeah.
We did do the whole episode about War with Grandpa that nobody
But that was except maximum artifice. So this is the other way around, right?
Oh, there's a minimum artifice.
Let me hit you with this.
Yeah.
Let me hit you with this. Spring is here.
Uh-huh.
Shit, yeah, bud. Now
yeah,
we're
follow
bud.
That. Follow that. Yeah.
Spring is here, and that means one thing around these times, this neck of the woods. It's time for spring cleaning.
Okay.
Time to get out some of the parts of this podcast that are not working.
Oh.
Put them out in the dumpster.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know if we want, no, there's, you don't want to bring in new stuff while you're spring cleaning. You just want to clear out some of the cruft.
Yeah, there's, let me see what's under the bed here.
Let me see, I got one, I'm just immediately I'm going to get one out.
Okay.
Just let me crank it. Let me crank one out.
Gross.
One J.O. metaphors. So that was the last one of those. They're done. I'm getting rid of, in the spring cleaning, I'm getting rid of pretending like I'm ending Munch Squad. I'm not getting rid of Munch Squad. I'm getting rid of, I'm sunsetting the bit where it's final days.
Okay.
So that bit is now retired, as they say on Blank Check. We're hanging its jersey
up in the sky. Can me and Travis still make them jokes?
About much? It's
done.
Continuity is done. Okay. Like, it's important to reset continuity for our show,
right?
New listeners aren't lost. So that's not a thing anymore. I don't say that anymore.
Sure.
I'd like to get rid of something. It's just been bothering me for a while.
Yeah.
The part of the show, and it's kind of like after we've made everything, right? But then we still talk for like another 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Before the I would like just get rid of the closing part.
Interesting.
So I just want to end whatever the last thing is.
So we
right?
say a joke, right? And we're like, Kelsey Grammer's dick, and then the MP3 stops.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. No, you know, I think we can leave the silence.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so that we don't get people like messaging us like, I think the got cut off or right. whatever, right? But we just I don't think we need closing stuff anymore.
Okay, interesting. I'm going to say this, and this is a huge one and may actually be the most difficult one to actually stick to. And this is not for the boys, because I do not think I could muzzle them like this in good faith. But I am never going to say the word Frasier again on this podcast.
Oh boy.
Wow, we're sunsetting Frasier.
And there's a lot of our younger fans who I think are going to be fully fucking stoked about that. Because they don't know who this old Northwestern fucking nosy jagoff is. His name's Frasier. His name is a word I won't be saying on the show anymore.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Hey, can I just say, Griffin, that people are going to think that that was a really good edit by Rachel right there.
No, I caught
it. But that was just an amazing self-edit.
Yeah, it was very incredible. And it was not intentional. I fully was about to say that Northwestern gentleman's name.
It sounded computer clean. That's how good that self-edit was.
All right.
I one last thing that I do want to cut from the show. I just want to cut wherever we say the word this.
Oh.
I don't want to say that word anymore. Any of us. And if we do, we'll put a quarter in the jar.
Okay. That's going to rack up pretty fast, Trev.
Yeah, but then we'll spend that on ice cream.
Okay.
We can keep doing all of our great bits, like where we do stuff that's just for people to use on TikTok, right? That bit we do all the time.
But now you've fucked it up, Trav. The whole show, because now I'm going to be thinking constantly for the rest of my life about that word and how I can avoid saying it.
About this?
Yeah.
God. Sorry. That's a quarter.
One of the things that I've seen a lot of people complain about, and I'd like to discuss sunsetting, is the very lengthy introduction sequences.
Oh, that are kind of rambly?
People complain sometimes. I've seen this. You guys aren't going to believe me, but it's true. I've seen people complain about the fact that we don't do enough questions.
Okay.
What? Is that... I'm not kidding. I don't know if it's a problem or not. Like, it doesn't bother me because
Been doing this for like 11 years, right? We've answered basically everything.
It's thought starters. And also, nobody has new problems. They just have same problem. Yeah. Want to leave. Tired of it. Want to leave.
The person they want to ask out has blue hair instead of like red hair or whatever, but it's all the same.
Well, that's reductive.
No, you're being reductive. What I'm saying is everybody has same problem, and it is brothers want to leave.
Right.
Want to do other else?
Or how make friends.
No, Travis, you're not understanding what I'm fucking saying. There's a pandemic. You've never been on less of the same wavelength as us. Fuck.
I guess I just am kind of an introvert, and I've liked being inside.
You've been driven mad. Without the incredible power of people applauding for him, Travis has withered into a he's like fucking Gary Oldman in Dracula when he hasn't fed. He's just lurking around his house.
He's like one of the little snot creatures in Ursula's lair in The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, Tybee actually calls me a Tinkerbell for that very reason.
Yeah.
Without people applauding for me, I am dying.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's do a show.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Hooray for you. So we're going to do actual questions because this is real. You know?
That's like 75 cents, by the way.
What is?
You just said the THI word.
My partner and I are expecting our first baby in September. Congratulations. After our first midwife appointment, my wife asked me if I wanted to catch the baby at delivery.
Oh, boy.
Brothers, what is the best technique to catch my child and not experience a big uh-oh oopsie on day one? This is from Butterfingers Buckeye in Akron. And pal, you don't listen. Listen. I want to do an intra question, an intra episode disclaimer here. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. You should probably just do it however the very nice midwife says you should do it.
Right.
When Dot was born, we did a scheduled C-section, and all morning, as we prepared for this, at least three different medical professionals asked me, when we remove the baby, do you want to watch? And I said, at least three different times, no, not on your life.
Yeah.
And then a fourth medical professional who failed to ask you that question got involved in the delivery.
Oh, beans.
And when the baby was removed, held it up to me like Rafiki did Simba. And I was like, put that thing away. What is that?
Wipe it down. Wipe it down.
What are you doing? And here's the thing that you're not expecting, Butterfingers Buckeye and Akron. When a baby comes out, they're going to be a little blue and purple.
They look fucked up. Babies, when
it's
they come out, they're
shit.
Fucked up, man.
And all, I'm looking at it going, oh, no. And now I say, not yet. I would say my daughter Dot. But in that moment, oh, no. And the doctor and all the everybody else just kept saying, like, oh, good color. Oh, looks good. Oh, looks good. And all I can think is, that's a good color? This so here's bad. My point, question asker. You're going to have a lot on your mind.
You don't want to be in there.
You're going to have a lot on your mind.
You don't want to be in there. I mean, you got to be in there and you got to be supportive, but...
Like, I can't imagine, like, imagine you're a Major League Baseball catcher and also behind the pitcher is like some kind of monster.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff in that room that if you look at it, it's going to fuck you up pretty bad. And so you need to be, you got to keep your head on a swivel in there. I do not think catching, well, okay, they're going to have to catch this baby. So what's the best technique?
Maybe some kind of, you're going to get seven other large people. And a hula hoop with, like, some fabric stretched over it.
Oh, I love that.
Because that can, like, catch people jumping out of windows if the building is on fire, right? So it surely can catch
Has anybody ever actually seen that happen? Where they stretch out the big trampoline and then people jump out of the buildings and they catch them in the trampoline? Griffin.
That's got to happen, right?
You don't say surely. Have you seen it happen?
Have you seen it?
I've seen it in cartoons.
Okay. Now, Travis.
Yeah.
We've talked about this.
I've seen Mr. Game & Watch do it. But that's that ain't true to life.
You know, if there's one thing that I remember from middle school, what you're going to want to do, get a little parachute attached to the baby ahead of time, get some cushioning around it.
Yeah.
Right? And so that way, even if it falls from like a second story, that cushioning, that maybe you can like suspend it in the middle of a structure with like some rubber bands.
Here we go. Now, Travis is building fucking a science fair project where you see how high up you can drop the egg from.
Yes, exactly. But with a baby, you see. So
yeah,
if we're not, is that not what that test was supposed to be for?
It was like preparing we're building a prototype for this exact moment. Yeah. Hey, can I do a Yahoo?
I'd love that.
This one was.
I feel like that whole time Justin didn't say anything about how he would catch a baby.
Yeah,
I'm not going to. But think about how much great free time I'll have when you all are in the court battle of your fucking lives.
Okay, but don't listen to us. You don't have to do any of that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's enough. That's enough to get
that
you
ought to do it.
No problem.
This one's sent in by Graham Roebuck. Thank you, Graham. It's Yahoo Answers user Good Vegeta who asks, should the NFL create a Super Duper Bowl? If the team who lost the Super Bowl had better regular season record than team who defeated them, they can ask for a Super Duper Bowl rematch. It's played in a special gigantic arena with lots more fans. If the team with better regular season record doesn't want a challenge to rematch for Super Duper Bowl out of belief they would lose again, then season they could use that challenge left over to claim a first seed playoff spot with first round bye. Interesting.
Now, okay, I like the concept, but I don't think that they're executing it the way I would choose to. I think a Super Bowl, right, you have the number one and number two teams, right? And whoever wins should then, in the Super Duper Bowl, one team play against whoever they lost, or like whoever lost, and the third team, Right? So now it's one team against two teams.
Oh, that's great.
Right? So it's like, okay, well, you could beat that one team. Let's see how far we can go with this. And then,
no,
if they win, we go to the Super Duper Extra Mega Bowl.
Right.
And that's one team versus three teams. And you can see where I'm going with that.
Right. No, okay, let me hit you with I twist it. Super Bowl, who wins? Whoever won the last one.
Right.
Tampa Bay? Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Bucks win. But then the Bucks have to compete against the winner of the World Series.
Okay.
From that year. This is the Super Duper Bowl, where the winner, the greatest of all, the each of the sports gets to compete against the top sportos for like athlete, like best athlete. Wait,
compete in football or in baseball?
Trivia, baby.
Oh,
yeah. Fun. Meeting of the minds.
Now I'm
catching flat footed, you see.
I like,
oh boy.
I like if we did it WWE, and by we, I mean the National Football League, of which I am not a representative. But I think the NFL should follow the WWE in how they do it, where they do the money in the bank, and whoever grabs the briefcase, they can exchange that to fight the champ right then and there whenever the fuck they bring the briefcase in. So I don't know what this is. The All-Star Game? Whoever wins the All-Star Game can, like, immediately after the Super Bowl, the confetti's flying, they're lifting Tom Brady up on his shoulders, and he's, you know, he's just
thinking about fucking a mattress.
He's doing his whole thing that he fucking does. And then, but you hear, not so fast. And it's the All-Star Team. Oh. And they get to do it now. And that's a great strategy because the Buccaneers are so tired.
I'm going to take it and turn it just a little bit, Griffin.
Okay.
So the Buccaneers have just won.
Right.
Tom Brady up on everyone's shoulders, think about fucking a mattress. Right. Then, not so fast. Who's that? It's the Dark Buccaneers.
Oh,
it's
the
Buccaneers.
Shit.
It's like their exact replicas, right?
They have to beat their clones. Right. I love this.
Yes.
I always love this.
Right? It's the best part of like any video game where you have to fight yourself and like you move to the right and they move to the left. That's what I'm talking
about.
That's good
shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good. Or we could just go Final Fantasy VII style.
Okay.
Where after they lift up Tom Brady up on his shoulders, he's thinking about having good sex with a mattress.
Uh-huh.
And they're celebrating, but then he looks back on the field and he says, set me down. And he slowly walks back out on the field where the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, is there, and he's shirtless, and we do it Sephiroth style, where if you really want to win the Super Bowl, we settle this one-on-one, quarterback versus quarterback.
Yeah, QB on QB.
Street ball, just like we used to play, where one quarterback...
Everybody's got giant heads.
Throws it to... just throws it down the street, and then you run and just try to grab it.
Okay, they have to pick someone from the crowd, right? So that way you know it's like, this is all about quarterback skill, right? We're just going to pick, because, here's the thing. Sometimes when the Super Bowl's done, right, the quarterbacks get a lot of credit.
I feel so empty after the Super Bowl's done.
Right.
Knowing another year before the next Super Bowl, fuck.
Yeah, a full
year. I always feel bad for like the other members of the team, right? Because the quarterback gets so much credit. So when the Super Bowl's done, we switch quarterbacks, we play again. Exact same game, but we swapped quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Now we see how this game goes,
but
right?
But they're still going to probably reflexively pass to their guys.
Well, now the quarterbacks are going to rotate to safety, and everybody else is going to move up one spot, and we play again.
Okay.
Right?
That's
safety,
something.
Maybe it's punter. I don't want to downplay because I couldn't do any of them, but there has to be a, like, and you're at this end.
There's
got to
be somebody on that team who's... There's got to be somebody on every team in the major sports who sucks shit, but they
who's just hoping, like, man, I hope I don't go in.
Yeah. That's good.
That was me in every sport I ever played up till this point. I'm just happy to be here.
We solved it.
Yep.
That was an easy one.
Yeah.
I wish they were all slid down that smoothly, because it normally there's a little bit more of a challenge.
So real quick, this isn't really a question, but I go through the emails. And from time to time, I think it's important to do just a little PSA here, folks, about getting your question on the show.
Yeah.
And this question stuck out to me.
Okay.
I will read the body of the email, and then I will read the subject line. The body of the email reads, title says it all, Thanks, brothers. Wet and wild in Alberta.
Okay.
And then the subject line is, how do I stay dry at the dentist?
Yeah, that's a good, that's it. Because you've now, it's a mystery, a puzzle box for us to twist and crack open.
I would argue here, question asker, the title does not quite say it all.
No, there's definitely a lot.
There's a lot left unsaid here.
Yeah.
Maybe a little too much room for us to play. I would say a little bit too loosey-goosey here with how one might be getting a little wet and wild at the dentist.
Yeah, that's not great. That's not a place where moisture of any kind is acceptable.
No.
Because you put it, it goes up the tube that it sucks it out fast. Do you guys wish you had one of those just going in your mouth all day, every day?
Yes. Well, I'll never forget, I was a child at the dentist, and one of the dental hygienists cleaning my teeth said aloud, "You are the spittiest kid I've ever worked on." And that is a thing that's really stuck with me over the years.
Yeah.
One spitty kid.
Yeah. I think a comment like that, offhandedly delivered by a professional, is the kind of thing that shapes a young man.
Travis, that's somebody who would know.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's not like a stranger.
Yeah.
Somebody who would know.
It's really stuck with me.
My housemate and I have recently been getting more into puzzles.
I'm sorry, what? Justin?
One time I was at a weekend murder mystery at Ravenwood Castle in the now extinct Shadowstalkers murder mystery crew. And they do murder mysteries. And there was one guy there who, of his own volition, he decided he would style himself as a puzzle master. And he would not through the organizers of the event. He was sort of like a rogue puzzle master. God, I miss these fucking things. It was my Bonnaroo. So he made himself a rogue puzzle master, and he would just stand up and announce, "I have more puzzles."
And they were good.
They were good. Were you there for that guy?
Yeah, he was there. The zombie one. I loved it.
Fucking the greatest. It's the greatest thing on the world. Turned out dude worked at the meat counter at Kroger. Fantastic. And he gets this one weekend to be a puzzle master. Greatest country.
And he took it. He seized that opportunity.
Yes.
Loved it.
Puzzles is how he would say it every time. And it made me excited about puzzles.
Sure.
That was my favorite thing about going to those things, Justin, because the people seizing the opportunities, like that person who, with no affiliation to the organizers, dressed as a werewolf and scared people in the woods.
So dressed as a werewolf and ran around the woods.
Yeah, he just wanted to do that. Scare the shit out of me.
One time I was at the murder mystery at Shadowstalkers, and someone stood up dressed as Johnny Depp, pirate.
Yeah.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his name was Dave, I think. And he stood up, and I noticed that he'd been there at a few murder mysteries in that exact same costume. And then he stood up at the last day of the murder mystery. Everybody has to stand up without their costumes on and say who they really are. And he stood up, and he was still dressed as Johnny Depp pirate. And he said, "I have come to realize that Dave is the costume."
Huh.
Fuck yeah. Fuck.
Yes. The fucking best.
Yep.
Go live your life. Reclaim Captain Jack Sparrow.
You are Captain
Batman.
Jack.
We are. It's a reclamation project. We're taking him back. You can't have him, Johnny. We're taking back Captain Jack Sparrow.
Anytime we see weirdly photorealistic Johnny Depp at the end of the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Walt Disney, there is a part of me that recoils. Slightly.
Not anymore. You're taking him back.
Now he's Dave's.
There was a point in history where people were like, "I hear Johnny Depp sometimes sneaks onto and appears on it." And it was said in a much different way than it would be said now.
Right. Yeah, now be, "I heard sometimes when the moon is high, Johnny Depp sneaks onto the Pirates of the Caribbean." Okay, so we put together a really rad 1,000-piecer of a bunch of colorful scoops of ice cream.
Nice.
It took a lot of effort over the week or so. Now it's just chilling out, taking up a good half of our coffee table. How long do we keep it assembled before we undo all our hard work and throw it back in the box? What's the proper amount of time to bask in our accomplishments versus maybe wanting the surface area back? That's from Pittsburgh Puzzlers.
Okay, I totally understand this question because you have kind of like, if you don't do it right away, which is so disheartening, which can really destroy your confidence, then it's like, how long is enough to take? Are you I have this feeling. Are either of you the type of person that would, like, shellac a puzzle you had finished?
Yeah, a little puzzle glue. Buy some puzzle glue.
No.
And like, frame it?
Cause you're,
never in a million years.
Because the glue eventually will also wear off, and the puzzle will erode.
I would instantly take apart the puzzle. You've wasted your time, right? Making a puzzle is a waste of time. But you've wasted the time in the way you choose. And there's fucking power in that.
Right.
Yeah.
I've decided I'm going to waste my time exactly like this. I'm going to make a picture of ice cream no one likes. And then when you're done with it, you know what you do? You spit in the face of mortality and say, and now I'm going to take it apart because I can, because I'm alive and I'm a human being and I'm going to disassemble it, throw it right back in the fucking box.
Just go ahead and burn it. Because
it's my time and I'll spend it how I want.
You should be allowed to fucking destroy. There should be instructions on the box. I put it together. And then once it's done, look at it for one uninterrupted minute and then put it down the fucking garbage disposal, baby.
Yeah, throw it up in the air. Can you imagine the satisfaction of throwing it in the air and then just punching right through the middle of it?
Shit.
Oh, my God. You've earned it.
Better yet, charge somebody to come do that.
Oh, that's true. And then say, like, hey, do you want, like, have the feeling of, honest to God, like, destroying 5 hours of my life? Here you go, bud. $25.
It. Right. $25. Is good. And then you can use that on your next puzzle.
This is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Now it's a gig economy, and that's how we keep things going. You know what I mean? You're a jobs creator now.
Hi, I'm here from Puzzler. There's no U or E. It's just Puzzler.
Yeah.
And I'm here to destroy your puzzle.
I want to destroy something beautiful. Ah, yes, right this way.
Right this way. You it can is see ice here. Cream. We made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't, have at it. It didn't used to look like this. It used to be many smaller pieces of ice cream picture.
Do you want me to... do the lights any certain way or no, thank you. I would like you to, would you mind leaving the room? You leave the room.
Oh, you don't want me to watch? No. I'm not one of those.
No. That's not really my thing. No shade, but like, I just want to take it apart piece by piece, one by one.
Oh, sorry. Just before you leave, are you ever going to want to put this together or is it okay if I just eat a few or does that bother you?
Eat 6 or 7. I'm never going to put it together again.
Okay,
oh my
great,
God, I can't imagine
great.
Reassembling the same puzzle. Oh, God.
Nightmare.
Ooh, I can't remember what it looks like. Are you kidding me? It's right here on the box, Bob. Bob, stop. What are you doing?
I can't do this with kids our age. Like the kid, if it's not a one shot, if it's not something I'm finishing one night, there's no point. I could leave it in the highest cabinet.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
the tallest shelf, and they would sense it and destroy it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I learned. I used to do puzzles a lot, and then I realized I could just, like, print pictures off the internet if I wanted to look at ice cream.
Yeah.
And it was
yeah.
done way faster.
Yeah. Or you could go
and
to
here's
ice
the thing.
Cream
now
store.
I knit, which is like putting together a puzzle that can keep you warm.
Yeah.
You can't do that. With a jigsaw puzzle, you could try, but people will laugh at you.
Do they have jigsaw puzzles that turn that are useful at the end? Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of IKEA, isn't
that
it?
That is yeah, sort of what that
of course.
Is. Yeah.
Basically IKEA. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to head into the money zone and then we'll tell you about some of our beautiful sponsors. And then we'll be right back with more great content. Stay tuned after the break because we got a lot more coming up and we don't want you to miss a single second of it right here on My Brother and Me. We'll be right back.
Socks, they go on your feet,
oh,
but where
yeah.
do your feet go? No one knows.
All right.
Now let's talk about Bombas.
Okay.
Bombas is dedicated to making the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. They've rethought every detail. I'm wearing a pair right now. I love the kind of hexagonal support in the middle, the no seam on the toe, but that's not it. I'll tell you, my favorite thing about it, they do more than keep your feet cozy. They help give back to the most vulnerable members of our community. For every pair of socks you purchase, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. And to those experiencing homelessness, these socks present the dignity of putting on clean clothes, a small comfort that's especially important right now. So give a pair when you buy a pair and get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/mybrother. That's bombas.com/mybrother for 20% off your first purchase. bombas.com/mybrother. What? What happened?
Oh, no, Travis.
Where did I go?
Did you have another fugue state?
What happened? Okay, I'm going to do a funny one now.
No, you did great. You did great.
What?
That was so good, Travis. We were so proud of you.
That's going to be the first ad that we actually get paid for, which is dope.
I did the ad already, but I was going to talk about the toe jam and stuff.
Oh, man. Well, I'll try to bring a little bit of irreverent South Park humor here to Squarespace. How you feel about that?
Okay, if you could fit toe jam in somewhere, it would just mean the world to me, Griffin.
Yeah. I'll do it in Peter Griffin's voice.
Oh, yeah, thank...
Hey, Lois. My brother, toe jam. And me is sponsored in part by Squarespace. Stand out with a beautiful website from Squarespace.
Yo, you're getting there.
And this is the baby one. In Squarespace, you can showcase your work and sell products and services of all kinds and promote your physical and your online business and more.
Do the dog.
Customizable templates created by world-class designers. Everything optimized. I'm the smartest one in the family. Everything's optimized for mobile right out of the box. Analytics
can help you to grow in real time. Really,
none of the alien.
Three runs at that one. You want an American Dad?
American Dad crossover episode. What?
Okay, never seen it. Ooh, free and secure hosting. That's the ghost that's also in American Dad.
Yeah. No. Perfect. I'm loving this.
And back to Peter Griffin and close it out. And nothing to patch or upgrade ever. So,
now Peter Griffin, but he's been stabbed.
Go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code MYBROTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain.
Now give me that say that with a beautiful website line one more time, Griffin, but it's Peter Griffin having an existential crisis.
What about Griffin McElroy having an existential crisis?
Hi, I'm Biz.
And I'm Teresa.
And we're the hosts of One Bad Mother, a podcast about parenting. Parenting is hard, and we have no advice, but we do see you doing it.
Honk if you like to do it. Didn't we have a bumper sticker a while back that was like, yeah, honk if you did it? That's what it was.
I think it was honk if you're doing it.
Why did we not ever make those?
We did make them. I think they're still in the Max Fun store.
Honk, honk, you're doing it.
Thanks, Biz. So are you.
Each week, we'll be here to remind you that you're doing a good job.
You can find us on MaximumFun.org. Honk, honk,
toot, toot.
Hey, can I do a Yahoo?
Yes, please.
No.
Nickelodeon.
It's the Munch Squad. This is a squad. It's time to munch. It's the Munch Squad. It's the Munch Squad. It's the Munch Squad. It's the Munch Squad. It is the Munch Squad. This is the Munch Squad. It's the Munch Squad. Welcome to the Munch Squad.
Finish the bite.
Finish the bite. Hey, welcome to the Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating, and it's not going anywhere, baby.
Nah, baby, it's here to stay.
Pringles!
Whoa!
Pringles, I want to start covering NFTs in more detail. Okay. This is not about NFTs. NFTs are...
We know.
They're like unique tokens that you could trade online like Pokemon cards, but they're bad for the planet. Because they use a lot of resources, and Pringles launched an NFT along with Taco Bell.
Are they Pringles real? I've kept myself out of it.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm actually not. Go listen to like Planet Money or something. Mm. But the first response to Pringles launching their NFT is from someone who just said, "The planet is dying, Pringles." Very legit.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So this news in... Pringles has plucked a new flavor from the far reaches of the gaming world.
Ooh.
Answering a question pondered by many Halo fans, what would a MOA burger taste like?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so Griff, you...
I've played Halo.
You've played all the Halos. You co-founded a video gaming website, covered video games for 10, 15 years, however long it's been. You don't know what a MOA is. This is the wildest pull I've ever seen for a video game crossover product. This is Pringles Wavy MOA Burger. Now, a MOA is the big, flightless, bird-like creatures with two legs, wings, scales from the neck up, and a lizard-like head. Similar to the extinct bird from New Zealand of the same name.
So just to double check, what the lead on this story would have us believe is that, one, anybody remembers the name of that, but two, whilst playing the game and seeing said large bird with scales and whatnot, their thought was, wonder what that tastes like.
For those not fluent in the video game Halo's lore, Moa, or like I said, the bird is native to the Halo planet called Reach and is the signature dish of a restaurant chain in that universe.
What the fuck? Just call, so give me a Master Chief burger. I'm an idiot. Give me a Master Chief burger with Cortana sauce. I'm a fucking idiot.
The bird is native to the Halo planet Reach and the signature dish of a restaurant chain in that universe. So the gaming community is continually curious about what Moa might taste like in burger form.
Really?
This is like the longest fucking walk ever. And what's wilder
about
it?
Just call them Halo chips.
Is there was supposed to be a new Halo game, and now there's not. And the only thing that makes sense is that Pringles had already made all the chips.
Yeah.
And they're like, listen, we can't wait for them to finish the new Halo game.
The chips are getting stale.
Yeah. We have to make the even more insane play of just releasing these chips apropos of nothing. For no reason.
Nothing.
Through Pringles' exclusive partnership with Halo, the new Moa Burger flavor brings the food item from the Halo universe to life with an interstellar twist on the much-enjoyed, sometimes written, and often misunderstood Moa Bird.
Fuck.
This bird is based on a real bird that went extinct in New Zealand,
okay,
and now you can eat it.
All right.
So this is so good,
awesome.
But in a Pringle.
Thanks, Pringles. I've always wanted to eat.
If there is not a paragraph in here explaining why it doesn't just taste like burger, I'm going to lose it.
Fuck.
I'll hit you with that. Listen, they did a Baconator. They know what they're doing. They're experts.
No, but this is what I'm saying. It's like, okay, go on. Go on.
Thank you.
I'm just mad, Justin. I'm just mad.
The Haloverse has one of the greatest fan bases within the gaming world.
Okay.
So we had to create a flavor that would deliver on a taste fans could previously only imagine. The famous Moa Burger.
But isn't that what any taste in Halo is, right? Like, hey, I don't know what anything in Halo tastes like.
Gareth McGuire, Senior Director of Marketing for Pringles. This is nothing.
Yeah.
But none of it's anything.
Nothing.
Even us gamers on this podcast don't know what you're fucking talking about, Gareth.
I've wondered more about what it would be like to lick Master Chief's helmet
than
I would to eat that bird.
Or the inside of it. Check this out. Let me flip this into a successful business plan. Let me flip it. We have extracted the DNA of the extinct Moa bird and put it into a chip so that you can eat it to know what this long dead animal tastes like.
Yeah.
That's awesome, because that opens the door to Pringles immortality. Like, yep. when I die, don't roll me up and smoke me. Turn me into a potato slurry mash. Slice that baby up into delicious crisps. Extrude them and chomp me down. Oh, I miss Griffin. He died 500 years ago, but taste him on the Pringle. That's the technology.
In case you're curious, they deliver a bold crunch because they're wavy. Feature a blend of flavors, including garlic, sweet ginger, and savory beef.
Okay.
Each bite finishes with a craveable slight heat from chili pepper and red pepper that will take taste buds on a journey to new star system.
Woo!
Hooray!
It's good. Gareth said, we pride ourselves in creating insanely accurate flavor combinations.
This is
a fun one to develop. While Moa Burger has a flavor that appeals to everyone, we expect this to be enjoyed and maybe even collected by Halo fans.
Oh, boy.
God, sometimes this segment, guys, sometimes this one goes down. They're only at Walmart. Pringles tweeted about them on March 3rd. And I got some replies for you guys to the tweet. I got some replies. I'm just going to read some of the replies to the tweet about the chips, the new chips that are only at Walmart and based on the Spaceman bird. I'm having some, but after eating too many, it gets really hot.
What?
Please help me. Help me, Master Chief.
Of them holding the chip as if maybe you were doubting it. See, I feel like there's two types of people in this world. People who play Halo and people who shop at Walmart. And there's not much overlap between the two.
I would argue quite a few Halo players shop at Walmart.
Not even a judgment call. Just statement of fact. A lot of people shop at Walmart and a lot of people play Halo. The chance that there's not much of an overlap is small.
Right.
Are these in Canada too? Unfortunately, says Pringles,
Yes.
This limited time product is only available in the U.S. Ah, come on. I wanted to try them out. It tastes so awesome. Please let us keep them. Then Walmart says, thanks, Vic. Glad you like it.
That's not
anyway,
a yes.
I'm Walmart. I'm 350 billion market cap Walmart just responding to your tweet about the space chips.
With an unenthusiastic and non-committal answer, I might add. Thanks.
No, but I said, can I keep them? Okay, thanks, dude.
All right.
No, please. Please, I need this. Okay.
Thank you, Pringles. You saved my life. Please don't ever get rid of them.
Wow.
This is Pickle Eye Joe says, delicious. Then Pringles says, there's a high probability your taste buds will enjoy reaching, capital R, reaching cool. new heights with Moa Burgers Pringles. See you at Walmart, Pickle Eye Joe. Rioters burned down my Walmart.
Whoa. What a shit. Turn.
And he can't get this. No response from Pringles. to that.
Hey, what are they gonna just do a quick it? Note, Steve. Next time, don't engage with Pickle Eye Joe. We learned that a long time ago. Yeah. This isn't our first time with Pickle Eye Joe, but...
I will, thumbs up, and then Pringles says, you're about to witness the newest Pringles flavor plucked from the far reaches of the Haloverse. Run, don't walk to your nearest Walmart.
Or we'll kill you.
Kid Skull says, already got some, very yum. And Pringles responds, congratulations, you are among the very few so far who have taken their taste buds to new galaxies by trying Pringles Moa Burger. Then Kid Skull says, aye, glad you guys are still kicking around in 2552.
Awesome. Sure.
It's just Rice says, are they at every store? I'm pretty sure we've established they're just at Walmart. Jake says, can I order them online? Nope. Gotta go to Walmart to get them. Available in Poland? I don't know. Do you got Walmarts there?
Are you America?
I've been surprised by the answer with others, so I'll just ask, are these vegan? They're not vegan.
Oh, they're not? They got Moa flakes in them. They're wicked not vegan.
Super not vegan. They got Moa.
Has anyone tweeted, I want Moa them?
Oh, that's good, Trav.
Thank you. I'm a professional comedy person.
Yeah. Hey, can I do that Yahoo now? Or are there more incredible tweets about crisps?
There's all the incredible tweets about the...
Because I'm excited about this one. Several people have sent it in. Thanks, everybody. It's Yahoo Answers user Jake, who asks, in the category entertainment and music, rap, and hip-hop, should we get rid of the calendars and dates and just go with the flow?
Ooh.
That's so rad. That kicks... Ah, man, it's tough for me to even feign enthusiasm because I feel like how we wouldn't be recording right now.
Oh, my God, Griffin, you're so uptight. Okay. Wait, you're afraid of missing doctor's appointments? Just go to the doctor when your body needs it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
This is oh, what's that? You're late for brunch? No. You'll get to brunch when it's time for you to have brunch, and maybe your friend will be there, and maybe they won't. You know what I mean? Maybe I was late to my job interview, Derek, because I wasn't ready to be interviewed yet. You know what I mean, Dad?
Yeah.
Okay? I don't feel like going to college today, Dad.
You're just a rock in the middle of the flow, while I am a leaf.
I'm a leaf.
I'm traveling down the river.
And can I borrow $20?
Give me $20.
I just need it for Pringles.
Give me $20 now, because I don't really do time.
Not in the linear sense that you're sort of into.
So I need that right now.
I'm just saying, what does it matter if you think it's Monday and I think it's Wednesday if you give me $20?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what's it really matter if I cleaned my room when I'm really stoned?
We're going to have to restructure society, I feel like, to pull this off. Yeah. No jobs, no school,
okay.
No doctor's appointments. What's other things? No birthdays, no
trains.
Days, right? So, like, no birthdays, no holidays. It's just there is now. There is now.
Okay, now you're talking to me. Yeah,
this is so good.
And that would be dope. That would be so rad for us because then... Like, we could just, release episodes
whenever.
when they are needing to be released. Yeah.
When we have one in us
to make
release.
It and not immediately after doing a very, very long The Adventure Zone recording.
Exactly.
Like, a half hour later.
Exactly.
We would just... Feel it and fucking do it now.
That would be a fun way to explain to someone why you didn't, pay your bills. hey, I noticed you're late on this. Am I? Or perhaps the bill did not need to be paid.
Well, there would be no bills.
Oh, okay, right, right, right.
Because when,
because we're all just going with the flow.
The people who make the electricity and bring it to your house will come knock on your door and say, it's time. And then you'll give them whatever money that you have.
Well, that's great. They'll make the energy to give to me. And I have, I don't know, grown some wheat or something. So I'll give them wheat in exchange for the energy they brought.
Awesome.
And like, right.
And then you say, you're going to want to cook that for 1 hour. And then they'll say, what's an hour? Because there's no time. So cooking things is going to get pretty fucked up pretty fast.
Yeah, that's going to be bad.
So only raw foods, which is good, because that's what we should be doing anyway.
How raw, though, Griffin?
Raw, raw, raw.
What? Okay, question. Sunday morning is the day that I clean the house.
Okay.
So how will I know when to clean
dirty?
The house?
House got dirt on it?
House dirty, you clean it.
What if
hey,
I have
Justin,
do
you need
to
set an alarm for when to take a shit?
Yeah.
No.
No, you do it when your body tells you to. Now you just got to wait for your house to tell you to clean it. Like your house is your bowels and the cleaning is the shit.
And everybody's body does have a point where they look around at their environment and just goes, ugh. And that's when.
That's when you take a shit.
Yeah. Well, no.
Do you set an alarm for when it's time to wake up?
Yeah, I do. No, I actually don't do that because my stupid body won't let me sleep.
It's like your body knows better than old Mr. Clock over there, huh?
So my body's going with the flow, but I haven't enjoyed that.
Oh.
I kind of wish it would rein it in.
Hey, what if we went the opposite way and nobody went with the flow and we just scheduled everything?
There's no fucking flow. Yeah, that's great.
I'm just saying, like, now, like, you do have a time when you're allowed to take a shit. And if you miss it, too bad. You know what I mean?
Too bad for you.
And now it is like an extra super duper preachy episode of Star Trek The Next Generation where it's like they're about to kiss and somebody comes up and is like, no, it is
kissing time's over.
It is not kissing time. And then it's like, but love, you can't put a schedule on, you can't make love.
Well, if you guys kiss, we're going to kill Wesley.
Right. That's right. Wesley did a kiss during hug time. So he's fucking dead now.
And as soon as murder time rolls around, he's out of here.
He's done so.
You're lucky we only murder on Fridays.
Oh, shit. Guys, if we get rid of the dates and calendars and just go with the flow, how are we supposed to know when the purge is?
Oh, man.
That's true. You'll go up and hit someone in the head with a sledgehammer, and then someone's like, not yet.
Yeah, you go to jail, you're like, fuck, that wasn't it.
Then you can just walk out of jail because there's no such thing as jail sentences.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How long do I have to be in here? Oh, we hadn't thought of that. Yeah, I didn't. So, bye!
So I was at work one day with another coworker. It was really slow, so we were talking about sharing stories. Talking and sharing stories. She got a customer right after telling me something super personal. She ended it with, don't tell anyone I told you that. You're the only one in this whole state I've told. Problem is, I zoned the fuck out when she was talking. And I didn't hear anything that she said. Since then, she brought it up again, saying, that thing I told you before, what do I do?
Oh, boy.
That's from awful coworker in Alaska. And I think this is great.
Oh?
I think this is wonderful.
Go on.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. The person on the other end of this question, she got to unload the thing that has been bothering her. You have now that information is very sensitive. You have now become like a cryptocurrency cold wallet at this point.
Okay.
That data is fucking archived and locked down beyond all measure.
It's on the blockchain of
your on the blockchain now. You can't get to it.
The blockchain of your rudeness is what it's on. Right. And that's great. Yeah. Sometimes people do tell you things because they are looking for a source of commiseration, but it is also like a heavy load sometimes, and they're going to be worried that you'll let it slip, and they don't have to, because it can't slip. It won't slip.
Yeah, it's not even technically there.
It's not there. That's awesome. Now, if you did want to figure it out, is there a way to do that other than, hey, just so you know, I wasn't really listening during that super sensitive thing that you've only told me. Damn it. Why didn't you fucking listen? Fuck. You should have listened.
Hey, Griffin, you sound like my brain 10 times a day.
Yeah. Really, you should have listened to their name. Sometimes my brain does that when I'm meeting somebody and they're like, hi, I'm, and my brain's like, pay attention. But the brain is so loud saying that I don't actually hear the name.
Yeah. And you're looking and thinking like, I am listening so hard right now. Yeah. Oh, shit. I'm doing such a good job listening. Oh, no. Sure.
Okay, let me give you a script. So I've been thinking about what you told me, you know, the thing.
Oh, yeah, the thing that I don't want you to tell anybody ever.
You've been carrying around, yeah, exactly. You've been carrying around the burden of that for so long. Yeah. And I read about an exercise in kind of a leadership magazine that I subscribe to.
Oh, Leadership Weekly?
Monthly, actually.
Oh, I don't think it's as good.
It
doesn't stay as up to date with the ever-changing leadership techniques, but go on.
What you do is you write the thing down on a scrap of paper.
Okay.
And then you fold it, and then I'll go burn it for you when you're not around.
Okay.
And that way you'll be free of the burden.
I have really bad handwriting. Is that a problem? It's like not even legible.
Can you put it on Google Drive?
I'm worried about a secure thing. Do you have like any kind of like a typewriter I can use?
How much do you know about the blockchain?
Oh, I know quite a bit.
Shit. Okay.
Ding, 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 ding. I'll have 10 cheesecakes, please.
Oh, sorry. I have to go make 10 cheesecakes from scratch.
Okay. Well, real quick, just...
Okay, bye. I gotta go make 10 cheesecakes.
Maybe you'd feel better if you said it in Pig Latin.
Sorry, let's take that again. And this time I won't... I'll wait my turn to talk.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe you'd feel better if you said it in Pig Latin.
Okay.
Or with a Cockney accent. It won't sound... Nothing sounds quite as bad if you say it.
Okay. Oh, I'm the one what murder... What's that, sir? Sorry. Let me go help this customer real quick.
I didn't say anything. Say it.
I think you did.
I didn't say anything. I'm listening. Say it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, this is badass. I never get any goss. Fucking hit me.
Okay. Well, I murdered D.B. Cooper and ate him.
Wow. That's a weird pull.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you have enjoyed yourself immensely. We are so thankful that you decided to spend this time with us. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
If you can, we are going to include a couple of links to places that you can donate to support the Asian American and Pacific Islander community who has been the subject of mounting racial violence over the last couple of years, particularly sort of coming to a head during the shootings in Atlanta last week, which we are, as everybody is, I'm sure, completely horrified by. There's a GoFundMe has put together a list of funds that are going to go directly to the families of the victims. We also included a link to the Asian American and Pacific Islander Civic Engagement Fund, which is seeking to empower the AAPI community and also fight for intersectional justice on a sort of broader scale. Again, those links are in the description. Please consider donating and do what you can to support your local AAPI community. It's a scary time right now, and you know, whatever you can do to help helps.
We also want to tell you, we got some new merch over at the merch store this month. We got a pin of the month. It's Sausage to Me, benefiting Feeding Texas. We've got the Empty Bowl pin designed by Samuel Reardon. We've got the 20 Big Dog Run pin designed by Mel Westfall. And don't forget to pre-order the Adventure Zone Crystal Kingdom, the newest graphic novel in the graphic novel series. It's available for pre-order now. Just go to theadventurezonecomic.com and then wait patiently by the door until July 13th when it will actually be delivered to you.
Hey, thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's so good. Go listen to all Montaigne's music. Get psyched for Eurovision. She's going to slam dunk it. Because from what I understand...
She's going to embarrass every other country.
From what I understand, there is a basketball component this year to Eurovision, which is long overdue. You want a final Yahoo?
Absolutely.
Here's a final Yahoo sent in by Graham Roebuck. Thanks, Graham. It's an anonymous Yahoo Answers user who I'm going to call Gravy. Asks, would a lot of people watch a remake of Friends, but the main characters are all goth?
Ooh, yes, please.
My name is Justin McElroy.
Travis McElroy.
I'm goth Chandler. Could I be
How
more
are you doing?
Could I
be more goth?
Fuck. Just say it.
to our brother, my brother, me kissing your dad's fur on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.